Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. My name is Father Cedric Pazegna. I'm so glad that you tuned into the program. I'm going to talk today about being better, not bitter. The oldest reading of the New Testament, scholars tell us, is Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, the first letter to the Thessalonians. And I'm going to take chapter 5, verses 16, 17, and 18. It goes like this. Rejoice always. Pray constantly. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I wanted to share with you about a book that I read years ago that influenced my life in a powerful way. The book was called You Gotta Keep Dancing. And it was by a man named Tim Hansel. Tim Hansel, very agile, mountain climber, very athletic. One day he's climbing on a glacier and he's walking on the glacier. But the day was wearing on and the sun was hitting the glacier and the glacier began to melt. And as he came to a crevice, he slipped and he fell down into the crevice and he broke his back. Well, he wasn't paralyzed, but the problem was he had significant, debilitating, severe pain every day of his life. He would wake up in the morning, the best doctors tried to help him, but he had to reconcile himself to the fact that for the rest of his life, Tim Hansel was going to be suffering pain day in and day out, and it was terrible. Well, it forced him to make a decision. Tim had to decide what he was going to do. Was he going to focus on the pain, or was he going to focus on the positive? And that's exactly what the scripture reading today was saying. Rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in all circumstances, for that's the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Everybody's looking about how to do the will of God. What's the will of God for me? You know what the will of God for you? This is the oldest reading in the New Testament. This is the original document of the New Testament, Paul's letter to the Thessalonians. He said, the will of God for you is to give thanks, focus on the positive, zero in on God, concentrate on God, not for your circumstances, in your circumstances. And that's the key. You see, Tim realized that, you know, I can get up day in and day out and just think about the pain, focus on the pain, concentrate on the pain. And some of you are going through some pain right now. Could be the pain of a divorce. Could be the pain of a physical suffering of some sort. A relationship pain, financial pain. Maybe it's the pain of an addiction. Well, you can focus on that pain if you want. You can concentrate on that pain, or you can concentrate on the positive. And this is what Tim Hansel found out, that as you focus on the positive, as you give God thanks, not for the pain, but in the pain, your life can change. And this is why that book so impacted me. It was all about attitude. And it was all about focusing on God. Because what we tend to do in our life is, any little pain that we get, relationship-wise, or financial, as I was saying, or physical, or whatever it is, we tend to focus on it and it brings us down. But Tim Hansel found out something, that as you focus on the positive, as you give thanks in your circumstances, again, don't give thanks for the circumstance, because some of them are pretty deplorable, but you give thanks in the circumstance, it's amazing what can happen. In fact, he writes in his book, You Gotta Keep Dancing, he writes about the joy that can come in the midst of the pain. Wow! That's why Paul the Apostle said, rejoice always. I love that. Rejoice always. It's a choice to rejoice. You can be happy as you focus on the positive, not the pain. And then he came up with all these different sayings, and this is the name of this program. Tim Hansel said, you know, in the midst of it all, you can be bitter or you can be better. You can have a breakdown or you can have a breakthrough. Life can be a prison or a prism through which new light can come. Life can either make you be a victim or a victor. I know you've all heard that. you can, when it comes to life, life can be a tombstone or a stepping stone, and you can turn your hurts into halos and your scars into stars. I've preached about that before. So that's what I want to impress upon you. You know, as you look at your circumstances right now, have you been negative and just focusing on the pain and all the hardships and all the difficulties? Or focus on the positive. That's the will of God for you in Christ Jesus, that you give thanks in all circumstances. And as you do, you can find joy and breakthrough no matter what your pain is. That's exactly what Paul the Apostle did. Paul the Apostle, who wrote 1 Thessalonians, he was preaching the gospel, touring through Europe, touring through Asia, traveling with a man as a missionary, a man named Silas. And because he was preaching the gospel, because he was proclaiming the good news all around the modern, all around the ancient world, he was thrown into prison. And I've been to Philippi. I led a pilgrimage up there. I studied in Greece and Egypt and Israel. And I've been to that Philippian jail. The Philippian jail that he was thrown into was a pit. It was cold, it was dark, it was dank, it was awful, it was stinky. So here he is in jail with Silas for preaching the gospel, for doing something right. And what happened to him? Oh, in the middle of the night, at the midnight hour, when most people were asleep, they were singing. Rejoice always, Paul said. Pray constantly. Give thanks in all circumstances. He was singing. He was giving thanks to God. He was focusing on the positive, not the pain. He was giving thanks to God, not for the circumstance of being put in prison, but in the circumstance of being put in prison. Now, there's a difference there. You see, you can always, in your circumstances, give thanks and sing and focus. That's focus on the positive. That's exactly what the African-American, that's what the African slaves, when they were taken over to the new country of America in deplorable situations, on board these ships sandwiched like sardines in there, they would sing to God. And what that did is it took the focus off of the pain and it put the focus on God, and they actually found joy in the midst of that deplorable stuff that they had to go through. So here's Paul. He's in prison. Well, as he's singing, all of a sudden, the doors of the prison break open. Some of you are addicted, as I said. You feel like you're in a prison. You feel like you can't get out. You feel like you're locked in. Nothing's ever going to change. I'll tell you what. Start giving God thanks in that circumstance. Say something like, God, I know I'm addicted right now. I admit it. But I know that one day you're going to free me. That one day I'm going to come into recovery. I know that you're working in my life right now. See, as you give thanks in that circumstance, what will happen is eventually there will be a miracle. There was an earthquake, the doors burst open, and they were free to go. And the same thing is going to happen in your life, whether you're addicted, whether you have physical pain, relationship problems, financial problems, whether you're depressed, lonely, whatever it is. Don't give thanks for the circumstance. Give thanks in the circumstance, because that's the will of God for you in Christ Jesus, the oldest reading in the New Testament, as I said. And watch what happens. The doors burst open. Then something else happened. The jailer, the one who put him in jail, the one who had the responsibility of watching over Paul, comes running up to Paul. And he says, sir, what do I got to do to be saved? Obviously, you have something that nobody else has. You have joy in the midst of your afflictions. What do I got to do? I want what you have. Wow, I love that. You see, a lot of people think to evangelize, you got to take a Bible and beat people over the head with it, or, you know, be real harsh or be real demanding. No, I mean, smile, be happy, give thanks. That's what's attractive, because the world is so lost, they don't know how to give thanks. The world is so lost, they don't know how to be joyful. The world is so lost, when anything bad or painful happens, they're stuck in the mud. But we serve a God who can bring joy in the midst of affliction. And we serve a God who, when you give thanks, miraculous things happen. Doors burst open. So I love what happens. Paul proclaims the good news to the jailer. And he says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your whole household will be saved. Wow! Because Paul was positive, because he did the will of God and gave thanks in his circumstance. That's why I love that book by Tim Hansel, You Gotta Keep Dancing. No matter what you are facing in your life, you gotta keep dancing. Don't give up. Don't give in. Rise higher. Don't be bitter. Be better. Don't have a breakdown. You can have a breakthrough. God will help you. It's his will. Simply give thanks. You can do it. That's exactly what Jesus did. You know, Jesus, he was a person of thanksgiving. The Last Supper, what's he doing? Right before he's about to be crucified, he's giving thanks. Do you know that the only miracle that was ever recorded in all four Gospels is a miracle that you're aware of? I'm not sure if you know what it is, though. It's the miracle of the loaves and the fishes. Jesus was preaching. People were attracted by his message, by his attitude. He had a lot of joy. He talked about hard circumstances and how you can rise above them. And as he's preaching, all these people are attracted to it and everything, and everybody's getting hungry. So they come up to him, they go, what are we going to do? How are we going to feed all these people? You know, they're from everywhere. Jesus said, gather up what you have. And what did they have? They had five loaves from all those people. That's all they had. Five loaves of bread and just a couple fish. And he gave thanks to God. Not for the lack, but in the lack. And you know what happened? As he gave thanks, it was multiplied. As you give thanks, blessings will occur. There will be a multiplication in your life. So in other words, what I'm saying is, instead of complaining about your car, why don't you give thanks to God for it, in it, and maybe God will give you a new one. And instead of complaining about your job, you know how many people want a job like yours? Why don't you give thanks to God for it and in it, and maybe God will give you a new one? And instead of complaining about your spouse, why don't you give thanks to God for them, and maybe God will give you a new one? No, I'm just kidding you. But you see what I'm saying, what the principle is. Give thanks to God in your circumstances, and watch, there'll be a multiplication, there'll be a miracle in your life. See, that's what it means to be positive. Instead of focusing on the pain, you focus on God. You concentrate, you zero in, you give thanks, you have a good attitude. You've got that in you. You can do it. You don't have to let the world drag you down. I think about my own ministry, for example. You know, years ago I started out, I've been a priest now for 25 years, but churches, well, sometimes they would be kind of full, but a lot of times they were largely empty and people sitting everywhere. And sometimes I would give talk to young people and they'd be fooling around and playing on their cell phones and everything. It was hard. Nobody knew who I was. Churches weren't, you know, that full, or, you know, things weren't going all that well. But instead of concentrating on the pain and how hard it was, I kept giving God thanks. Call me naive, whatever you want to say. I said, thank you, God, for calling me. I worship you. Thank you that you're working in my life. Thank you that you are touching people, even though there's not a lot of people. Well, as I continued to give thanks, things started to multiply. Doors started to open. I got invited to other churches. People started hearing about the message, and they started coming in large numbers. Then a door opened for me on television. A wide open door of opportunity opened for me, Paul the Apostle said. And now I have a platform through TBN, Catholic affiliates, other networks. I have a platform now to reach out to the entire world with the gospel. See, that's the power of being positive. That's the power of thanksgiving. That's the power of giving praise. It opens doors. Miraculous things happen. Multiplied blessings come to you. That's what the scriptures are telling us. That's why it's the will of God. The will of God for us to give thanks in all circumstances. In all circumstances. Even the tough ones. Even the painful ones. And I know from my own life, it's hard to give thanks. That's why the Bible says give God the sacrifice of praise. Sometimes it's a sacrifice to give God thanks. And you don't feel like it. And it's really hard. But when you do, it takes your mind off the pain. You focus on the positive. You can have joy. You can be better, not bitter. Miraculous things happen. Doors open. Multiplied blessings. I think you get the point. Give God thanks. You know, I went through a revolution in my prayer life. As I studied the scriptures, I realized something about Jesus. For example, here he is before the tomb of Lazarus. His friend Lazarus had just died, and he's just about to pray. And this is how Jesus prayed. He said, "Father, I give you thanks that you hear me." Wow, did you hear that? He's giving God thanks in all circumstances. And it was a stinky circumstance. I mean, Lazarus was dead. They said there's going to be a stink. There's going to be a smell. Some of you have some hard situations. It's not as hard as Lazarus being dead, but it's stinky. It's hard. It's difficult. And Jesus gave God thanks in all circumstances. I love that. And as he gave thanks, miracles happened. So as I studied the prayer life of Jesus, and as I studied the scriptures, I went through a revolution in my own prayer life. I remember one time I was reading, "Your Father knows what you need before you ask him, so therefore pray like this, 'Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.'" What was Jesus saying? Your Father knows what you need. Quit telling God what to do. Praise him. Thank him. Hallowed be thy name. He gave us the Our Father. And I came to realize something about my prayer life. In my prayer life, I was asking God to do this, asking God to do that. I'm trying to tell the creator of the universe, the Lord of the universe, what to do. And I came to realize, instead of telling God what to do, why don't you give thanks? Why don't you continue to praise? And as I praise God and give thanks to God and focus on the positive in all my circumstances, I sensed and I know that God is working behind the scenes to give me what I need. He already knows what I need. What I need to do is simply thank him in all circumstances and continue to praise him, and then he'll do the rest. And I counsel you to do the same thing. Behind the scenes in your life, he will be at work. Give God thanks in all circumstances. That's the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm hoping that as soon as this program's over, or maybe even during this program, you're just going to stand up and give God thanks in the midst of your pain, in the midst of your deplorable stuff, in the midst of your suffering, and watch God work. Don't just do it one time and say, "Okay, where's the miracle?" Keep it up. It's a lifestyle of thanksgiving. I'm from Massachusetts, and you know, we celebrate Thanksgiving every year in November. And I remember I was walking through a mall, and it was right before Thanksgiving. As I'm walking through the mall, you know, all they're doing is advertising Black Friday and shopping, and Christmas is coming, and turkeys. You know, they show these turkeys everywhere because Thanksgiving's coming. And I can guarantee you this, when the pilgrims came to Plymouth in Massachusetts, Thanksgiving wasn't about turkeys. Historians tell us they probably didn't even have turkey on Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving wasn't about shopping. There was no Black Friday about then. Thanksgiving was about giving thanks to God for safe passage, for a beautiful harvest, for protection from the storms. So Thanksgiving, our national holiday, really is a religious holiday. It's all about thanking God for his greatness. And that's what we need to focus on. You see, when we give thanks, God is so worthy. He created you from nothing. The only universe that we know about, the one universe that we've explored, that we have seen, that we know about, that one universe, God could have left you out of it. But the one and only universe that we know of, that God had created from nothing, wouldn't have been complete without you and me. So in other words, that has to inspire thanks in you to God, because he didn't leave you out. He created you from nothing. He called you into existence. He has protected you and sustained you like the pilgrims. He's brought you to this very moment. He has redeemed you on the cross. Jesus, he sent his own son to die for you on the cross to give you eternal life. And God has a glorious future for you in heaven. If that's not a reason to give thanks, he created you, he sustained you, he redeemed you, and he has a glorious future for you, give God thanks. Wow. Meditate on the goodness of God. God, what I'm trying to say is that God is so worthy of our praise, of our thanks. And I know there's pain in your life. I know there's suffering. I know there's hardships. But you see what I'm saying? Focus on the good. Focus on the positive. It is the will of God for you to give thanks in all circumstances in Christ Jesus. Do you understand that? Oh, that's so good. Recently, I took a trip out west. I live in Houston, Texas, and took the car and drove all the way through Colorado and Utah, Nevada, all the way out to Big Sur, California. Then it was a big round trip, headed back a different way through Arizona, through New Mexico, all the way back through Texas. And I saw aspens on fire, fluorescent yellows and oranges, the aspens in the mountains of Colorado. I had the privilege of hiking the Grand Canyon. That is something I will never forget. Went to Arches National Park in Utah. And then I climbed a mountain in Nevada at the Great Basin National Park. Saw Lake Tahoe. Saw rainbows. Saw sunsets. And the awe that it inspired wasn't so much creation, but creation is God's handiwork. Creation gives us a vision of who God is and an inspired praise and thanksgiving. You see, there's so many reasons to give God thanks. Created us, redeemed us, glorious future, the environment that we live in. See, this is some of the good things. Give God thanks in your painful situations, but give God thanks in positive situations also, for your financial blessings, for your husband or wife, for your children, for your job, for the car, your house. There's a multitude of blessings that we have. And count your blessings. It's really important to do so. I remember one time I was on an airplane, and I'm flying on the airplane, and the girl sitting next to me, she wasn't that old, probably about 25, she goes, "What do you do for a living?" I said, "Well, I'm a Catholic priest." And she said, "You know, I have a theory about that." She said, "I think people are born to do what they do. For example, a fireman is born to do that, or a policeman is born to do that, or a lawyer is born to be a lawyer. And I believe that you were born to be a priest." And I said, "Well, that's not quite the way I see it. The way I see it is this. I have to tell you, when I was young, I was born and brought up Catholic, but I was never really all that religious, never an altar boy, never had a real propensity. I believed in God, but it was when I was 19 years old, I received a touch from Jesus. And I received that touch, there was a call to priesthood in that. And what happened was, priesthood for me isn't so much I was born to do it, and I grew up to do it, and I was trained in religion, and I became a priest. No, priesthood for me was, if you ever heard about that story of the 10 lepers in the gospel, Jesus touches 10 lepers, and one of them comes back after they were healed to give thanks. That's what priesthood is for me. There's a verse in the Bible that talks about, it's one of the Psalms, and it talks about how you lift up the cup of thanksgiving. You lift up the cup, and how can I make a return to the Lord? It's Psalm 116. How can I make a return to the Lord for all the good God has done for me? The cup of thanksgiving I will raise. And that's exactly what a priest does at Mass. He raises the cup of blessing. How can I make a return for the Lord for touching me, for saving me, for healing me? I became a Catholic priest. I gave it all to Jesus. Professed a vow of poverty so that I can reach out and serve people. And that's exactly what thanksgiving is. I need to tell you that thanksgiving is more than words. I call it thanksliving. In other words, if you really want to give thanks to God in all circumstances, then be the best husband or wife that you can be. Raise your children well. Live ethically with virtue. Live morally. Be obedient to God. See, that's thanksliving. Live your vocation to the full. As Tim Hensel said in his book, he talked about being the best version of yourself that you can be. Don't live a sloppy, sinful life. Thanksgiving means thanks living. It's words, yes, but more than words, it's actions. So let me wrap all this up. I know you have pain in your life. I know that there's trials and sufferings and hardships, but I want you to be better, not bitter. The will of God for you in Christ Jesus is to give thanks in all circumstances. How do you give thanks? With your words, by giving, but most of all by your actions. Remember, thanksgiving is thanks living. So be better, not bitter. And as you give thanks, you're going to find out something. There will be a joy unspeakable and full of glory that you've never known before. You will be better, not bitter, as you concentrate on the positive and not focus on the pain. Miracles will happen, like Jesus, the multiplication of the loaves, open doors like Paul in prison, and you will do the will of God. And that's what we pray every time we pray the Our Father. Father, your will be done. So don't just live. Live with passion by giving thanks in all circumstances. Give God thanks in all circumstances. That's the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Think about this for a moment. Every breath, every heartbeat, every moment is a gift from God to you and me. So give God thanks. And one of the reasons why I give God thanks is because of my partners and my benefactors, those who support me with their prayers, those who support me financially. Many are Catholic, but many are not Catholic. I just got this letter. Actually, it was an email from and this is what the man said. I'm a Pentecostal pastor, and I've pastored 3 Pentecostal churches, and I found your ministry, and the Holy Spirit has led me to listen to you. And I learn so much as I watch you on TV. He says, I hear you every Sunday before I minister. You always give me a word to help me. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to encourage people, inspire people. And I have a saying about my ministry, touching lives, saving souls. Would you consider supporting me financially? That's one of the ways that you can give thanks to God, is by giving. That's always been a perennial way to give God thanks, is by giving of your resources. And I guarantee you, you're sowing seed into good soil. You will help me to touch lives, to save souls all around the world. So if you would just stay tuned, listen to my announcer. All you have to do is you can contact me through the website or through the phone number, or just simply write me and we'll send you an envelope, no obligation. Thank you, thank you, thank you in advance for your generosity. Please stay tuned. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.